A Saudi-led coalition of 11 Gulf nations supported by the United States has continuously carried out airstrikes in the country for the past 8 months. The multifaceted conflict erupted following a Houthi takeover of the central government led by President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi. Saif al-Alibi is a freelance journalist and translator at the Yemen Observer. He's based in Sana'a and joins us by telephone from the capital city. First, Yemen has been under consistent air assault by the Saudi-led coalition since March. The Saudis claim the military intervention that's now killed more than 5,000 people and left millions internally displaced is aimed at repelling the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Have they succeeded in pushing the Houthis back at all?
It's been now 8 months, but Saudi Arabia and its allies have achieved nothing of their stated goals. They said the campaign would be sharp and quick, but now it's been 8 months. All they're doing is that they're targeting civilians, that's all.
There's been much coverage of the attack on the MSF hospital in Sada'a. What other civilian targets have come under fire?
Targets by the airstrikes included not only health facilities, but government buildings, educational institutions, roads, bridges, stadiums, gas stations, water processing plants, power plants, and also heritage sites. I'm just naming a few of the many targets that have been demolished by the Saudi-led warplanes.
Many call this a proxy war and cite Iran's support of the Houthis. Is Iran tangibly supporting the Houthi rebels?
This support couldn't be confirmed directly. And Saudi Arabia is claiming that Iran is backing the Houthi rebels, and it's playing this card to destroy Yemen. Saudi Arabia is losing its dominance over Yemen, and they're just taking this pretext under which they attack Yemen or Houthis. They're not attacking Houthis, they're actually attacking Yemen. Iran actually, on one hand, it's supporting the Houthis, but not as it's claimed by the media outlets that they are sending weapons to Houthis. Actually, Houthis do not want weapons. They have grabbed 80% of the weapons in all the military bases around the country, according to a recent research. And in terms of financial support, they cannot, because the blockades, land, sea, and air blockades imposed by the Saudi-led coalition is preventing them from getting any kind of support.
Amid this ongoing aerial campaign and humanitarian crisis, the country was deluged by uncommon and very heavy rains this week when Cyclone Chapala made landfall. How did that affect the continuing crisis in Yemen?
Well, I think the situation has become worse and worse. People are dying here in Yemen without any medical care. And this Cyclone Chapala has brought a disaster for the people who are already in hell. And this tank has added salt to injury. The situation is so deteriorating. It's deteriorating and no one can do anything about it. Saudi Arabia must lift this siege on the Yemenis. Yemenis are dying. They cannot find even the basic medical needs. And with this disaster, the floods are sweeping all the coastal cities, and people are dying there. Now more than 40,000 people are homeless. Their houses have been completely destroyed. Everything has been destroyed in the coastal cities.
The Doctors Without Borders hospital that was destroyed by airstrikes late last month grabbed headlines around the world, but it wasn't the only hospital to have been bombed in recent months. What's the latest information, not only about the MSF hospital, but about the status of medical facilities across the country?
Actually, latest official figures reveal that 339 health facilities across the country have either been knocked out or shut down due to the ongoing conflict. Saudi Arabia, each time it hits a facility, it either denies responsibility or blames the Houthis for doing so. The Saudi-led warplanes have destroyed so many health facilities across Yemen. Hospitals are shutting down. No medicines in all hospitals across the country, actually, not only the capital. Medical supplies are not found. Patients, like ordinary patients, when they go to get any kind of treatment, the hospitals are not able to receive them. With the with the MSF health facility strike in Sada, the Saudi coalition has left only one health facility, leaving more than 200,000 people with no access to health care. This is devastating. This is against humanity. Nobody has done something like that. The silence of the international community is what makes the situation even more.
You traveled recently on a reporting trip, leaving Yemen's Gulf Coast, where another crisis is unfolding as refugees from Ethiopia and Somalia arrive on the shores, and heading north through the country to Sada'a at the far northern border with Saudi Arabia. What did you find along the way? And why are African refugees fleeing to a country that is itself in the midst of an aerial bombardment campaign?
When I traveled to the north, I was the only one who was heading north. Everyone was coming back from north to the capital Sana'a to seek shelter here. In the Sada'a governorate, everything is bombed. There were long vehicles, oil vehicles, like cars of civilian citizens were bombed. They were there scattered in the streets. As we arrived to the town itself, everything is demolished. Houses, hospitals, governmental institutions, banks. Sada'a is, I cannot even describe the damages that I have seen all the way to Sada'a and when I arrived there. I'm really, really surprised. A few people are still there. But when I asked one of the residents who was sitting along with his kids and wife under a tree, I told them, why are you staying here? Well, you should have left. He said, we have nowhere to go. This is our house and this is our farm. And we are living here under this tree, waiting for our house to be bombed. And about the refugees, the few African refugees, Somalis, I think what they face in their countries is different. There are militias who slaughter people. Here, there are only bombs. So that's why they sold shelter here in Yemen.
Talks between the Houthis and the Mansour Hadi government were reportedly set to happen last weekend. Did those talks take place? And what's next for the peace process and for the people of Yemen?
Peace talks were set in Geneva, but they were doomed to failure, the same as every time. Because the warring parties, no one is paying responsibility for the civilian death toll. No one is talking about the seriousness of now. The only beneficiary of this conflict is Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is extending its ground control over the southern parts of the country. And now they're imposing a lot of rules. And this is the serious thing that all warring parties should pay attention to.
Saif al-Alibi is a freelance journalist and translator at the Yemen Observer. He joined us by phone from Sana'a. For FSRN, I'm Nell Abram.